keep foods chilled while transporting, as well as keep your leftovers cool. It only takes 2 hours in the sun for food to start to go off. And most of all, have fun sharing new memories with your friends and family and not food poisoning and the trots. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nico and Neve with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, tributes for Brisbane artist and support worker Velvet Pesu have poured in when family, friends and the music community remember her fondly after she's been found dead last Monday. A 36-year-old man whom she had been a carer for has been charged. The 46-year-old Buchan-based artist previously played at the Woodford Folk Festival earlier this year and at multiple other Brisbane venues. She also taught African drumming to children with disabilities. In an interview, her daughters say that she bought instruments for the kids in Zimbabwe to learn about their culture and to acknowledge their music. She's survived by her daughters and family. The Department of Transport and Main Roads has backed out of a promise to upgrade the Boundary Road level crossing, leaving many in Coopers Plains exposed to the consequences. The state government had evicted a shopping complex in preparation for the construction, expected to start mid-last year. The TMR has yet to commit to when construction will begin. The complex has since been vandalized with squatters moving in. The Boundary Road level crossing removal and upgrade has been an election promise in 2022, and across many elections stretching back to the 1980s. No word has been given by the department regarding the cause of delays. In national news, a 12-year-old boy is in critical condition after being bitten by a shark at a harbour beach in Sydney's eastern suburbs. Emergency services were called to Hermitage Foreshore Walk near Shark Beach at Vaucluse at about 4:20 Sunday afternoon. Officers from Marine Area Command and Eastern Suburbs Police rescued the boy from the water within minutes of the 000 call being made. The boy was taken to Sydney Children's Hospital with injuries to both legs. This comes after surfer Mercury Psilakis was mauled by a great white shark at Longreef Beach in September last year, and two Swiss nationals were attacked by a shark off Kylie's Beach south of Port Macquarie. Protesters have
vowed to return for Invasion Day in Sydney after being dispersed by police on Sunday at an Indigenous deaths in custody rally, despite the New South Wales government's new controversial protest laws. Police ordered event organiser Paul Silver to tell protesters to disperse in a peaceful and orderly manner. According to the Australian Associated Press, Silver then instructed the crowd that he thought it would be the safest option if we disperse. "I don't want anyone being attacked, and unfortunately, these laws will allow that," Silver said. Following the Bondi terrorist attack, new legislation allows the police commissioner to restrict protests for up to 3 months, and groups cannot gather without police authorization or face prosecution. In international news, Trump continues in his efforts of US control of Greenland, promising higher tariffs on European allies. In a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump said Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, and the Netherlands and the United Kingdom would face additional 10% import tariffs from the 1st of February, rising to 25% on the 1st of June. These countries, all of which pledged allegiance with Greenland, already faced the tariffs imposed by the president last year, and in recent days have deployed small military contingents in Greenland to show NATO support. Trump has said he is acting in the interests of global and national security, writing in his Truth Social post that China and Russia want Greenland and that world peace is at stake. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers, most likely in the late morning and afternoon. Wind southerly 15 to 20 kilometres per hour, becoming light in the early morning, then becoming south to southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres per hour in the morning. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thanks, Neve and Nico, for those Zedlines. We'll be back with more at 9 o'clock with more news updates. We're about to go to a little bit more music, but before I do, I'll let you know that I played Japan by Dirty Harry before Zedlines, as well as Mr. Finn's Rushes. They performed at Season 3 on Friday night, launching Mr. Finn's new single, which was the one that I just played. I'm going to play another band now that played on the same night. This is Care with their track Tender Love. I'm going to throw a language warning on it just in case, but you're listening to Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ with me, Nick Steffen.